I think I'd do Ryan Reynolds.
You know,
I'm sorry I didn't get that. What was that clip again?
You know what?
I think I'd do Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, buddy.
You know, editing is you're very good at that, David.
There was no editing in that.
David?
No.
Okay.
David?
52. Dwight's 53.
Yeah.
Dave is 54.
Okay,
52, 53, 54. So we are a couple years away from retirement, hopefully.
We're going to work until we die.
Forced or otherwise.
So there is no pension program in radio, so we'll hopefully put a couple of dollars away. But let's say we do. At some point we do retire, and what are we going to do, right? Well, this next guest decided, I'm going to do one of those things that they make movies about.
I'm going to live my dream, this guy says.
Yes.
And let me tell you, can you imagine retiring from LMPD just a few months ago after the past year that these men and women had to endure?
Amen.
God love him. Let's bring him in right now. AJ, how you doing, man?
Dwight, Tony, I'm doing good. How about you all?
Say hi to Dave Jennings. He's in here with us.
Hey.
Dave, I'm sorry. I forgot about you. How you doing, Dave?
I'm used to it. Don't worry about it.
Everybody. All right. So, AJ, started following you on Facebook because you created a page, and you said, when I retire from LMPD, I'm going to buy a boat, and I'm just going to sail it, the end. And this started when? When did you buy the boat, and when did you go to pick it up?
So I kind of did what they always say. I bought a boat. I actually bought it in January. I flew down 2 weeks ago. I was here to get it all prepped up before everybody came down. It was all clean. It was all ready to go. And we set sail on last Saturday. And lo and behold, we got about a mile and a half, and we had to turn around and come right back.
Okay, so when that happens, do you think, oh, my gosh, what have I done?
Yes, repeatedly, because I'm like, I spent thousands of dollars on a survey. They said the motors were good, and now I've got trouble.
Okay.
So I was a little nervous. Yeah.
What's the plan here? Okay, you're saying you're going sailing. You're going to retire and go sailing, all right? This is very dangerous stuff.
No kidding.
Not that being a cop's not dangerous, but, you know, pirates are a real thing. Swells are a real thing. The ocean doesn't care that you, you know, what your plan is for retirement. So what is the plan? You bought the sailboat, and what are you going to do?
So what I did was a good friend of mine, Captain Kidd, he came down with me with his
Stop. So the name of the captain that is with you, teaching you how to sail this boat or drive the boat, whatever, his last name's Kidd?
Better than Captain Ron.
His last name is Kidd.
Captain.
That's awesome.
All right, go ahead. I guess Captain Kidd, okay.
It's like naming your kid Mercedes. She's going to be a stripper.
She's going to be on a pole.
So,
yeah, just
Kidd is going to be a captain.
Well, with him, don't worry about supplies. You'll just acquire them on the route. You just
Well, he's not only my captain. He's also my engineer. He has helped me through a lot of inexperience, we'll say, with some engine stuff. So he's pulled his weight a little bit more than I have. So
okay.
So what's the plan?
Compliments to him.
So what's the plan? What are you going to do?
So the plan is to we started off in Charleston. We are actually at Port St. Lucie right now. We've been traveling about 6 hours this morning. We are going to cut across Lake Okeechobee. We'll get there tonight, hopefully, as long as everything is smooth. We're going to work our way up to the Gulf Coast to Alabama. It's the Tom Bixby River to the Tennessee River, the Tennessee River to the good old Ohio River, where I plan on living on this thing. I've got my house for sale.
Oh.
I'm going to live on this thing full time. So the Facebook page, Dwight, I'm going to throw a plug in there. Is Poor Man's Liveaboard, and it's on Facebook.
Yeah,
so I started the page to track me, but I have up to 700 followers as of about 10 minutes ago, and they're all over the world.
Yeah, I want to encourage people to follow him because it really is interesting. That's why I reached out to you. Yesterday, you were at Cape Canaveral. You've been out on the Atlantic Ocean. And then yesterday, you're at Cape Canaveral, and you're watching this rocket go up. But before we get to that, let's go back to the first day. You get out there, you make it a mile out, and they say, whoa, we got engine trouble, we got to go back. You get back, and you get corrected that. Then I see another post on your page, the second day into it. Your toothbrush, your shaving cream, your toothpaste, all of your bathroom and bath belongings are in the toilet. And all it says is rough seas suck.
Yeah, so I get a text from my girlfriend. I was topside, and she was down in the cabin, and I open it up, and it's a picture of my toothbrush in the toilet where we had hit rough seas. I forgot to flush the toilet, by the way.
Oh no!
Damn. That's two mistakes.
But it was all kinds of stuff. Underarm deodorant, like everything emptied out into this. So
now, what kind of boat did you buy? Is it a houseboat?
I bought a 54-foot Hatter. So to give you an idea of the size of it, slap two tractor trailers next to each other, and it's a little bit longer and a little bit wider than that.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
No, my buddy had a 55-footer. It's gigantic.
So this is like something Puff Daddy would be drinking champagne on the sand. But, I miss you, Biggie.
But not easy
Daddy,
to.
Maybe Fluff Daddy.
But those are, but you don't want to be on the high season of those things. Those are high profile, correct?
No, we actually, it's a Hatter, so Hatter's is designed for that.
Okay.
We would probably do, 8-foot seas. Now we're all going to be green and sick, but we could do some pretty good seas. But we've been really lucky. I think the second day was the roughest, and it was because it was at night, so we didn't know it was coming. We actually passed in Georgia, where the Sasquatch will know this, where the cargo ship capsized. We actually passed that and didn't realize it until the next day.
Oh, okay.
So that picture's on the page as well. And that's Poor Man's Liverboard, another shameless plug.
No, I want you to plug it all you can, and it's on Facebook because it's really fun to follow you on this. We're talking with AJ. AJ retired after one last brutal year with LMPD, decided to chase his dream. I'm going to buy a boat. I'm going to sail it from the Atlantic back to my home city. I'm going to live on it.
Give me a name again. What's the name? Poor Man's what?
Poor Man's Liverboard. And the goal is to prove that you don't have to be rich to live on a boat.
Okay.
Or the goal is to prove that I'm going to be eating ramen noodles when we get home because I'm going to be poor.
Okay, let's talk about that because, listen, I'm 100% ignorant about a lot of things. Boats is one of the million things. Fuel cost is through the roof. I'm guessing does a boat use regular fuel like I would get at BP, or does it use a special fuel? What's the fuel cost?
So I'm using diesel fuel. It's just regular diesel. Mm-hmm. Right now, the most I think I've paid was $3.86. I've seen on some other pages, I think once we get into the Ohio River, it's going to get a little bit more expensive. But I kind of budgeted for it, so I was kind of aware that it's going to be unless I have a mechanical issues, the major.
Yeah, but if you're driving something that's big as two tractor trailers, and you're doing it against the seas.
Well, bottom line, what does it cost to fill up, and how many miles can you get on it? Nautical miles.
So I filled up. It was about $1,800.
Oh!
Last us about 3 days.
$600 a day.
Okay, all right.
But give or take.
But it's his house when he gets here.
I know, but my LG&E doesn't run $1,800 every 3 days.
But it's his house when he gets here.
Wait a minute. Sometimes when my wife runs her accessories,
okay,
it does.
Here's the boat. Here's the boat.
Oh my God!
Here's the boat. You know what
beautiful.
This looks like? I got it up. I'm on Poor Man's Liveaboard Liveaboard on Facebook. It looks like remember Hooper's really expensive boat in Jaws?
Yeah, Orca.
That's what it looks like. No, not Orca.
That was the name of the boat.
No,
Hooper's.
Hooper's expensive Hooper. Where they went to get Ben Gardner's boat where they had the lights underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's what that looks like.
It does.
So you're gonna live out of this, or it's just your boat.
Describe the amenities. How many bathrooms, bedrooms, bars?
So I So I have 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
I, Dwight, am a South End boy like yourself.
So Southside.
This is actually a little bit bigger than my home. So it's pretty comfortable. I have 3 bedrooms, like I said, 3 bathrooms, a full kitchen, a living room, a back deck, a top deck, a front deck. I got all kinds of decks around here.
Got 3 of them here.
Okay, so my I don't know if they do square footage on yachts. Let's call it what it is. This is a yacht. The square footage in my house off Fielding Way, off Dixie Highway, was 900 square feet. What do you think the square feet in this rig would be?
So, and this is about, it's about 1,100 square foot. Wow. I say livable square foot.
Yeah.
And then if you add the decks up top and on the front, you're probably looking at about 1,700 square foot. In my house, to give you a reference, is a little over 1,000 square foot.
Wow, this is awesome. Wow, okay. I'm watching video now. Are you kind of sailing in?
Now, where are you? What's going to be home port, and how much does that cost per month?
Yeah.
Home port is going to be Louisville, and it's about $500 a month.
Hey, you should can you dock over by Bernal's by the Bay?
No, but I can take my dinghy to Bernal's by the Bay.
Yeah, Dwight takes his dinghy there every Friday night.
I take my dinghy everywhere I go. Yeah, there it is, right there. Okay, so have you done the math, AJ? What is going to be the total cost just in fuel to get you from the Atlantic Ocean to Louisville, Kentucky?
We're thinking about maybe $10,000 to $12,000.
Wow!
But you know what?
Just a mere $10,000 to $12,000.
Wow!
He's retired. This
yes.
is you have some expenses when you first retire, and then it kind of settles off a little bit. He's doing what he wants to. Quit giving him guff about spending some money.
I'm not giving him guff.
It's his dream, Dwight. It's his dream.
Why don't you eat a big bowl of butts and let me talk to AJ, man?
I'll eat a big bowl of butts, whatever, if I want to.
We only got a couple of minutes with the guy, and you want to spend it arguing?
I think it's a beautiful boat, and it's a beautiful dream.
Yeah.
So, AJ.
And you keep saying it's expensive.
You can't put a price on dreams.
AJ, is your girlfriend with you, you said?
Yeah, she's with me now. She's going to be here for a couple more days, and she's going to go back home. Yeah. It's going to take me about 30 days to actually get home.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
That's very cool, though, right? Yeah.
She's got to work, and then she's going to take care of my dog, Fat Bellies. yes.
Hey, that was my nickname in high school.
Stop.
Ironically,
now have you mapped out River Tiki bars along the way where yeah, you know where to stop?
Yeah.
So no, we haven't done that yet, but we are discussing bars every night, but we haven't really mapped them out. I'm ready to get home, so we're gonna. Sometimes we're gonna skip the bars. But we don't be mistaken. We have a full bar here on the boat.
Yeah, I figured that.
You're from Louisville. Yeah. We know. Yeah,
I figured that.
Okay, listen, AJ, you're gonna be traveling on the yacht. Let's call it what it is. Is it a yacht?
Did we lose
you
him?
There?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Gotcha. Got you back.
Is this boat a yacht?
Yes, Hatteras classifies this as
okay.
It's a motor yacht.
Okay, listen. You're going to be on this yacht traveling back to Louisville for a month. We want to check back in with you for more stories, all right? And plug the page real quick on Facebook because it really is fun to follow you. You post a video and you tell stories and really you're documenting this travel back. What's the name again?
It's a Poor Man's Liveaboard, and now that we got our sea legs and we kind of got our kinks worked out, we'll post some more. I'm going to take some more footage. I've got multiple cameras, and the name of the boat is Looking Like a Bird.
Looking Like a Bird. I love it, man. Congratulations. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for your service as an LMPD officer here and earning your retirement. And it sounds like you're doing what you want to do, and that's what you want, and that's what we all want to do.
And if you really, really want to give Captain Kidd a treat, Captain Kidd's the captain that's helping him through this.
Yeah.
Take him to Arby's.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Oh, be safe, man. Be safe,
hey,
brother.
Hey, Dwight, put $2 in the jar.
That's yeah, there we go. $2 in the jar. There we go.
Thank you, AJ. We're going to check
Good
back
luck.
In.
Stay safe, man.
Poor Man's Liveaboard.
Wow.
You got to check him out on Facebook.
I'm already a member.
It's fun to do.
Yeah. All right, Jewish Community Center, the pools are open, and this weekend you are going to be swimming at the Jewish Community Center if you want to join for the summer or just join the gym. Now, look, if you look off Waterston Expressway, you see the new J, the new Jewish Community Center. That is a new $40 million facility, and it is gorgeous. I've seen the renderings on inside. It's almost finished. They're getting it done, but it is absolutely gorgeous. Everything's in there, the theaters and the kids, and they have daycare, and they have the gyms. The indoor tracks, the saunas, the fitness instructors, classes all day long. I've been a member for almost 2 years, and we're finishing up again in the older building here. But you can join now, swim, and work out all summer long if you like. Call 459-0660. You don't have to be Jewish to join the Jewish Community Center. I'm very Catholic, my family and I, and we've been there for 2 years, and we love it. Jewish Community Center, the J, or go to jewishlouisville.org. All right, back after this. Y'all want to stay with me when we retire?
Hey, more on the way on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Call me a moron?
Yeah, kind of. John Popper lost a bunch of weight, too, didn't he?
That's right, he did. Did he lose his pipes, though, after doing that?
I don't think so. John Goodman did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I guess, but listen to his voice. Once upon a midnight, dear, there was one song that he wrote, Anyway. Remember that song? I think it was Anyway.
But Anyway, and it's at the end of Kingpin.
Yeah.
Where the Amish people are stage diving.
I think it was that song. One song he wrote as gibberish just to prove that he could put something out there and it would sell. And that might be it. I don't know.
Let me see. I've okay. got it here, I do believe.
Because I think it was nonsensical, and he did it as a point to prove out, just put anything out, they'll buy it, they'll play it, and they
did. Got to wait for the ads here, though.
Of course they did. I will tell you at the bottom of the hour, right after news, if you have a dog, listen up, because Tracy Duncan is going to get us ready to get our dogs ready for summer and keep them safe. Plus, if you're an Indiana Jones fan, well, good news
as we maybe
roll along with the Blues Travelers.
But anyway.
I lied and told her I loved her. She didn't care. But anyway, I told her we'd still be friends and she didn't care. But anyway.
I'll see if I can Google the story.
All right.
WHAS.
It doesn't matter what I say.
Okay, I was wrong. It was Hook. It was Blues Traveler Hook.
Because
I said
told you he doesn't listen.
Yeah, right.
What are you talking about?
I know. Well, a minute. He said, hey, what's coming up next? I said, well, Tracy from Peter Supply is coming up next. And I talked about something else, and he goes, who's next?
No, which one is Tracy?
No, you didn't. You said,
yes, I did.
You said, who's next?
Because all people of the feeder supply people are so awesome.
I know.
That I get them mixed up every once in a while.
So I said that John Popper put out a song saying, look, I'll just write a song about anything and it'll just it'll get out there. And it did. It was not mm-hmm. Anyway. It was this song, The Hook.
Well, Kiss did that for about 20 years.
It's pretty much pretty much every Cars song.
Every Saxton song.
It's Saxon, okay?
Is it?
Kiss, basically.
Okay. Here's some of the lyrics to the song, John Popper, okay? It doesn't matter what I say so long as I sing it with inflection. That makes you feel I'll convey some inner truth or vast reflection. It goes on and on, nonsensical. It said, but the hook brings you back, and I'm telling you, ain't no lie. The hook brings you back, on that you can rely. And it just had a good song hook.
Right.
And it took off. Here it is.
Most songs I sing along to, I don't pay attention to what they're singing.
Right, me neither.
No.
But
did you hear what they're trying to say there?
Well, be careful when you do, too, because remember Kiss, Christine 16? I was like, this is fun. And then all of a sudden, it's Gene Simmons going, hey, I saw you coming out of school. And
well, there's a lot of songs. There's a lot of songs like that.
No,
the underage thing, and you're like, well, Sexy in 17. Well, I had that on my phone, and I was like, I kind of got to delete this.
Well, the Pina Colada song. Pina Colada song.
Well, that's not an underage thing.
No, but in the 70s, everybody was singing, I love Pina Coladas, getting caught in the rain, dead in the sand. And if you listen to it, it's a couple, and he puts a ad in the classified. She does, too, wanting to hook up with somebody else.
Listen to this.
You're 16.
after 16.
You're beautiful. In your mind.
Hey, take your van somewhere else, creeper.
Oh, my God.
Pete Best would have waited until they were old enough.
I know, right? Okay, let's shift gears before we get any kind of foolishness trouble and go to my dear friend.
Let's go to our next guest.
Tracy Duncan Feeder Supply. Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're fantastic. Listen, summertime's fun for the puppy dogs, but this year we got to be careful because there's danger lurking in the grass and in the trees
That's right.
What?
Tell us what's going on, because it's serious. It really is a serious problem and can harm your pets. But talk about what's going on.
It's flea and tick season, and ticks are so bad this year. I mean, it's just been a record year, and they came out early. And it seems like if you go anywhere near a wooded area or tall grass, you're going to come back with ticks. And as you know, ticks spread disease.
Yep.
So it's best to have prevention on your dog.
Listen,
and
do
right
know why?
Now we have $15 off Seresto and Advantix, so come on in.
Yeah,
do we know why the ticks are bad this year?
I really don't know. Maybe it has to do with the weather, but we didn't get a really bad cold snap, and that might have something to do with it. I don't know.
I was reading Tick Weekly. And it was.
Were you now?
Yeah. And Tick Weekly said it might have something to do with humidity, Tony. But let me.
Weekly was a country music singer back in 1988.
Hey, everybody, I'm Tick Weekly.
Tick Weekly, thanks for coming out.
That's right.
Hey, okay, but you mentioned disease. I got a friend of mine that got bit by a Lone Star tick. I'm not going to say his name because I asked him to come.
This isn't that meat allergy thing, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
I begged him to come on the show to tell his experience.
Explain what that is.
But he refused to do it. He was bitten by something called a Lone Star tick.
This is a true story.
And that was that, okay? He just got bit by the tick.
You don't know you've been bitten by it until...
Right. Here's what happened. He went out just to get a hamburger or some kind of meat, and he wound up putting an anaphylactic shock.
He was in the hospital.
He was in a coma, this guy.
Yeah.
And we thought we were going to...
Wow. It's scary as hell.
We thought that we were going to lose him. I mean, really, really bad.
From a tick bite. It's crazy.
Yes, from a tick bite.
That's right. Yeah, that's a real thing.
Okay, so tell us about Feeder Supply, what you all have that can help prevent ticks. I know that... let me take the
advantage. We have... Yeah. We have Advantix, and that's a topical, or you can go with Seresto, and that's a collar, and it lasts for 8 months. You can get up to 8 months protection for your pet. And they're all $15 off right now.
Beautiful. Okay.
Okay, another question about bugs. Since there's a lot of them around, we've noticed in our yard, squirrels eating cicadas, not our yard because we don't have them, but posted online. And the squirrels appear to get high off them or something. I'm not kidding. So do dogs eat cicadas, and is there any risk with that?
Great question.
My friend's dog does, to the point where she has to muzzle her. But go ahead.
Yeah. Exactly. I have a dog that I have to literally drag her inside because she will just stay out there and just hoover cicadas in our backyard.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Like an anteater. I will tell you this.
So I guess they're not harmful then. I don't know.
I'm
sure they could be harmful. I mean, if the dogs were allergic to them, but
if you eat too much of anything.
No, but here's the thing, Tracy.
Except tequila.
We did the story. Yeah, tequila's fine. Here's the. And if you drink tequila, eat the cicada at the bottom. But here's the thing. We did the story yesterday where cicadas, the FDA came out and said, look, be careful eating cicadas, because if you had a shellfish allergy, you're going to get affected by...
So it's somehow in the family of shrimp.
What?
Yep. So
there, cocktail sauce then.
So there is a risk there. But anyway, go ahead.
I did. I purchased some...
people are eating them all over the news.
Yes,
like,
I know. They're
buying
they're dipping,
them, and there's recipes online.
I know.
Now, normally, I would say if you dip anything in chocolate, I'm in. But this one, no. I'm not doing it.
Two things.
Two of my cats have allergies really bad. So I went to Feeder Supply, and they have these allergy droplets that I just kind of drop in there. It's like it's like allergy medicine for cats instead of people.
Right.
And it dried them up, and it really helped my cats out a lot because they literally would sneeze and it would drip out of their nose constantly.
You didn't get a little cat tissue to go over?
No.
Well, you're a bad cat.
No, because cats would be like, "Don't touch me. Why are you touching me like that? That's ridiculous." But you have all these allergies, and it, and if somebody has like a funny stomach, like humans have funny, you get Pepto-Bismol or whatever. But you guys have stuff for stomachs, like if they're upset stomach or stuff like that.
We have a bunch of homeopathic tinctures that, like, you could get at, but they're for dogs, so you could get at a health food store. And that's probably what you got for allergies. But they're all kind of remedies that you could think of, you know, belly aches, arthritis. Yeah, everything.
Well, before we let you go, I want to say thank you from the Witten family, because every time that we've needed something for Lemmy, you all have been there. And everyone,
and boy, does he need a lot.
Oh, my gosh. If there were ever a dog to buy the extended warranty on, it would have been Lemmy. But listen, everybody at Feeder Supply, they've been so helpful and so informative. But I want to talk about one last thing before we let you go. Ethan was there. I follow you on Facebook, and I saw Ethan there taste testing things. He's going to have his own treat?
He is, and it will be out in July. And the proceeds will go towards the Humane Society. And he handpicked this treat. We had all of their Incredipet treats lined up on a table, and he went directly to this flavor treat. So we're really excited about that collab.
Now, Ethan also won something from Busch Beer. They have like a dog beer. It's actually a bone broth.
Busch Beer taste. Yes. Taster.
Well, listen, Feeders Pet Supply, thank you so much. Tracy Duncan, have a great weekend, and we appreciate all you do for our furry little friends, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, Tracy.
Here is Peyton Manning's collaborator in Peytonville, Brad Paisley, singing about ticks.
Oh, I want to check you for ticks.
I want to check you for ticks.
Every time you take a sip.
It takes a while to get there, I think.
This smoky atmosphere.
Here.
Press that bottle to your lips.
And this is the dude that's in the commercial with Peyton Manning?
Right.
Yeah. That Ethan dog. That Ethan dog went from the outhouse to the penthouse.
Can you?
I wonder if other dogs are like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
I know.
You should be on that boat with AJ.
No, I wonder if Ethan snubs other dogs.
Right.
Hey, Ethan, you want to go play with this stick?
Stick. I don't think so.
Stick.
I get stick person.
I get toys from Feeder Supply.
Feeder's Pet Supply gives us Kongs, and you want to go play with this leaf? But then again, you know, I'll go buy Lemmy a nice toy, and I'll bring it out, and he'll come and grab a stick. What are you doing, dude?
Here we go, I think.
I've heard it a million times. It still hits me. It still gets
you joke around about that, but that, again, with the Lone Star, it's serious. I got to check my wife's back hair for ticks every night before we go to bed. And she has this thick, luscious back hair, which is fun in the winter months because it keeps me warm.
Okay.
Could you imagine never being able to have a thick, juicy ribeye or a hamburger
ever again? No. Or you're going to die.
Here.
Now, I bet you if we check our Facebook and everything is in a couple of minutes, we're going to see some ads for how to remove ticks.
Yep.
Here's a tool, because I saw one the other day on Facebook here's a tool to get the entire tick out of your skin. So it must be exploding.
You
this
know what my dad used to take
a match.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's a 70s.
And then sometimes he would light a needle. He would like.
Yes.
He would get the needle hot. I'm like, Dad, just pull it.
Because you got to get the head out. You got to get the.
I don't think that's an old.
You got to get the.
I think it's an old wives' tale.
Yeah, but if you leave it in, you might get another one.
Okay, listen. Is this potted up? I got to do this.
I don't know if I want it. I don't know if I want to pot it up.
Oh, yes.
All right, tease this. Good news for Indiana Jones fans. The next edition, Indiana Jones 5, is starting to film next week.
Harrison Ford's 110 years old. How does this work?
And he's in the cast. Harrison Ford is going to be in the cast. It's taking place.
Well, he's retired now, so he's Florida Jones.
Yeah. The plot's still being well guarded, but the rumors suggest that a 1960s space race theme is going to be the theme of it.
Okay.
Currently starting production next week. They're looking for July 29th, 2022 for Indiana Jones to return back to the theater. So,
okay, mm-hmm. So
that's
right.
One film that
I
would entertain.
Follow the timeline. The first Indiana Jones takes place in the early 30s.
Hitler.
1933.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 1930. That's the very first one. So then if he's in his mid-30s, right, in because he's already a professor.
Yeah.
He's Professor Jones. So he's already a professor.
Right,
he's
right.
In his mid-30s
Dr.
in
Jones.
1933.
Dr. Jones.
So I guess the next one was the 50s.
So 30 years later. It depends. Is it Space Race to the Moon or Space Race into the atmosphere? Which,
that's a good question.
I'm going to do something really horrible
we'll
here.
We'll find out.
I'm going to do something really horrible here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't have to be Indiana Jones to discover your very own backyard oasis.
Ooh.
Oh.
No, my friends. All you have to do is call Randy and his crew at Backyard Oasis or go to BackyardOasisKY.com. Thank you, Backyard Oasis. Summer's here, and baby, they were at the Wittens 8 weeks ago opening up our pool, and I'm telling you, I've never seen it this crystal clear. My wife is a filthy animal. She'll jump in the pool and she'll live this dirt ring around it. Well, guess what? Backyard Oasis.
Look, I understand you're doing an advertisement, but my wife is a filthy animal is too far. It's too far. My wife may be filthy. My wife needs to shower more. Something is bad enough, but my wife is a filthy animal. I have to draw the line somewhere.
Hey, the kid at Home Improvement said it.
No,
okay, listen, Mike.
I'll give you snakes.
My wife is filthy. She jumps
I'm
in the swimming pool the next
count
thing you know and leaves this dirt ring around.
Ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm going.
1, 2, 10.
Home Alone.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That's going to be Susan with me later.
Oh, no, yeah.
Hey, listen, all jokes aside, Backyard Oasis, they're the place to open up your swimming pool, above ground, in ground, whatever. Have them do it for you. They have chemicals, accessories, parts. They bring whatever you need right to your door. You no longer have to go to the pool store. Let the pool store come to you. They even install in ground, above ground pools. You're going to love them. Call 249-5282, 249-5282, and have Randy and the Backyard Oasis crew take care of you. Check them out online at BackyardOasisKY.com.
Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS. I want to check you for kicks.